Logan Seculo today on the show. In the least surprising move, Joe Biden picks Kamala Harris as his VP running mate.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Sekulow.
Welcome to the one and only flag-waving, God-praising, trail-blazing, heck-raising radio show. It's a Logan Sekulow reprogrammed takeover, Jay Sekulow Live, for the rest of the week. And they decided they were going to step away, Will, when it was nothing in the news.
That's
quiet
right.
Time.
Absolutely.
Quiet time. Hold on, I got to get a little more snare on my headphones. There we go. Now I can hear you good. Obviously, breaking news for anyone who only gets the news from us. If you did, you get your news in any other way, you know this already. Kamala Harris has been picked by Joe Biden as the vice presidential running mate, and we're going to dive deep into this, talk about some of her past, exactly, you know, where she lines up on the issues. Is she a moderate? Is she a leftist? Is she somewhere in between? I think we have a pretty definitive answer for a lot of these questions. We know you know a lot already, so give us a call. I want to hear your thoughts and opinions. Keep it clean. Keep it nice. Well, we got a phone screener. It's his birthday, by the way. So if you want to get on the air, tell him happy birthday. That's at 1-800-684-3110. You can't just say happy birthday.
Yeah, you have to have some sort of comment to add to the conversation.
You're not getting the air, but you can tell. I mean, if you want to just fill up the lines with happy birthday greetings to our phone screener, God bless you. You can do that. 1-800-684-3110. Give us a call. I want to hear your point of view. Obviously, Will, somebody who... It's very hard to look back a year ago when they were in the debates. The person who hit Joe Biden the hardest, and not like on just policy, essentially was calling him out for racist tendencies.
That's right. Yeah.
And we'll play clips from that coming up. But it's sort of the hypocrisy of politics in general that I absolutely have a strong disdain for, which is this idea that I get that within your own primary, you can have disagreements, or with your own within your own side, you can have disagreements on how issues should be treated. But the personal attack side of this, to then all of a sudden be like, and now I'm going to take the job as, you know, vice president, just feels so hypocritical and disturbing to a lot of Americans. Has nothing to do with her background even. Just the fact, if you look at what she said about Joe Biden in the primaries, and in the debate,
less than a year ago,
This isn't
way in the past that they've mended their relationship politically. These are things that have happened in the current times, in the current political cycle,
right?
And really, that is going to be the big question going forward. Is if you looked at the other people that were on the short list for this running mate position, none of them had this issue of public animosity. That this pick does. And Kamala Harris, she was very aggressive in the primary against the front runner.
Yeah, she saw her moment. She had a spike for a moment.
She was credited with doing the most damage to Joe Biden in the primary season, so much so that for a little bit of time, she became the front runner, and people looked to her as, is this going to be the person that emerges that actually runs away with it? It didn't end up that way, but we'll dive into that relationship a little bit
more. We'll dive into the relationship. We'll also dive again into the issues. And I think that's what's important, too, for a lot of our listeners, whether she's going to line up with you on the issues. We know she's not going to, but is she Joe Biden or is she Bernie Sanders? Or is she even to a more extreme than that? I think you're going to be surprised with how a lot of these organizations have ranked her. I think also for those of you who are calling against, you know, the police are calling it, she is a weird pick for you,
right?
Because this is someone who's thrown a lot of people in jail. So we'll get into that and a lot more. Phone lines are completely full. I assume you've all called just to tell our phone screener happy birthday. But hopefully you have some great comments and questions. Put your comments in on Facebook as well. Share this with your friends if you're listening on Logan Sekulow Reprogram. Thank you. If you're not, if you're listening to the Jay Sekulow live feed, we do this each and every day on the Logan Sekulow Reprogram. Join our Facebook group, like my Facebook page, and subscribe on YouTube. We'll be right back.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live / Logan Sekulow Reprogram. Again, if you like the way we roll this, Will, we do this show each and every day. It's available on all your podcast apps. You can also watch us on YouTube.
A little bit more rock and roll is the way we sometimes describe it.
A little bit more
it.
Rock and roll. YouTube.com/ Logan Sekulow Reprogram. You can find the show there again each and every day. Today's show's and the rest of the week really is going to be, we're doubling down, so we're not going to be doing a separate show. Special shows that go together. So hopefully you like what we got. You usually have great guests, but you should take a listen to that. It's something we're doing every day again at the Logan Sekulow Reprogram. Let's get back to this. Kamala Harris. I don't know if you guys saw Tucker Carlson last night. He got, kind of yelled at for saying the name wrong. So I'm doing my best here.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that. As someone with your last name, obscure Sekulow, name. Your name has been missaid by people in the media from time to time. Yeah. Not as much recently, but I feel
you've heard a little more.
Over the years, sometimes people have said the name not precisely correct.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a member of the media come to your defense and come to the Sekulow name? Be like, it's very disrespectful you not taking the time to learn the name properly.
No, usually we just ignore it and move on. Now, I have to say, I think it's not unimportant. If this person's going to be the vice presidential nominee, and potentially, if they win, the vice president, we probably should know how to say the person's name correctly. If you have a problem with that, then, maybe. I understand they kind of out of nowhere went after Tucker as like a gotcha moment.
Right.
That is stupid. I'm not a fan of that. But I understand, in general, it'd be good.
Right.
Good for your kids to know the name properly and all of that kind of stuff. Will, I want us to go back in time to just over a year ago. No. Yes. Well, I can't tell. This wasn't over a year ago. The date on there, I believe, is wrong. So July, I think it was, of 2019, I assume. Should I say yes? I'm going to say yeah. Let's say somewhere around a year. Sorry, guys. Just reading my notes here. You guys remember this exchange. This is between Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. That's how this relationship began, maybe a little rockier than normal. Let's take a listen to this. We'll throw back to the debates.
I'm going to now direct this at Vice President Biden. I do not believe you are a racist. And I agree with you when you commit yourself to the importance of finding common ground. Mm-hmm. But I also believe, and it is personal, and it was hurtful to hear you talk about the reputations of two United States senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation of race in this country. And it was not only that, but you also worked with them to oppose busing. And, you know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
Powerful words. We all kind of remember it as a big moment that was replayed over and over and over again. I was even parodied even on SNL because it was such a moment that people remember and call back to. Even hearing it now, it's still kind of powerful in the moment. But to have that same person say, yeah, I'll be your second in command. I'll be your right-hand man.
Right. Are they going to address this
publicly? They have to.
Publicly?
I think
I feel
you have
like
to.
They do, because that's like you said, it's a very powerful statement. Also, this was before. Now, the country has been reckoning with racial tensions for a while, but this was before the real ramp up of what's going on in this cultural moment that we're seeing with protests around the country, with calls to defund the police. We'll get into that with Kamala Harris as well. But it's an interesting thing that when you take this moment from a year ago in June of 2019 and fast forward to now, if she said this now, I feel like it could completely derail his campaign. It almost did then.
Yeah, if you want to know the clip they're going to be playing on opposition, it's going to be that clip and showing that this person feels a bit two-faced in that situation, feels a bit like a politician, like a politician's politician. This is the same person, remember, that got kind of went after by a lot of people for imprisoning a lot of people, for putting a lot of people in jail, specifically for minor drug crimes, for marijuana offenses, and now she is pro-legalization, or pro at least.
Well, in her state, now,
it
the
is
things
legal.
That people were jailed for, over 1,500 people, wouldn't have been jailed for now, because the offenses wouldn't necessarily be. Now, we don't know the details of every one of those cases.
Of course not.
But when you look at that, and back to the statement that we just played, but then when you contrast that with also this very specific political moment, especially for the left, calls to defund the police, calls for reform of the entire justice system, saying that the deck is stacked against minority communities, and her entire career as a prosecutor was prosecuting some of these very crimes aggressively that the left is now saying were stacked against the communities that she is now going to go on and represent as the leader of the Democratic VP pick for the Democratic nomination for president.
Yeah, and if you were worrying or wondering if he was going to pick someone who was maybe a bit more moderate, that certainly isn't the case.
Although the headlines would tell you that she
otherwise.
Is.
Yeah, they
headlines
would tell you
everywhere
otherwise.
Picks a moderate.
Can I be honest? I think that's just because she's very professional in the way that she, you know, when you think of Bernie Sanders is when you think of someone who is a radical, a far left socialist. But, you know, that's just because he, you know, wears it on the outside too. He's just kind of a kooky dude.
Mm-hmm.
She's very professional, very slick. But if you look at her actual policies and the organizations that back her up 100%, buddy, this is a very, very far left person.
So GovTrack, which is an organization that goes through members of Congress and different politicians, and they rank their positions based off of, they give you like a score, like how conservative or how liberal are you. It's not necessarily like leaning one way. It's just kind of a raw score. They take
just give it like
positions,
what you've done, your positions,
right,
the laws you passed, what you've done in your whole career. And I think I have that number too, but you should read it.
Yeah, so the score essentially goes from like a one is conservative and a zero is liberal. So it's like,
and a point, there's like a 0.02.
Right. You could extrapolate it out to be 100.
They could have done
this
one
way.
In 10. It would have been way easier. I don't know why this is the necessary way. One to twos, zeros to ones.
So on this scale, Bernie Sanders, he's ranked very liberal. He's 0.02. So on a 100-point scale, he'd be a 2.
Right.
So that is almost perfectly liberal, I guess you could say.
Close.
There is someone who, according to this tracking, based off the legislation they've sponsored and signed on to, that beats Bernie Sanders for that top prize of top liberal in the Senate, and that is Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
She's zero. Not
zero.
Saying, that's not inferring
now, if you're
zero being negative. It's just the scale, but she is the every vote they tracked, everything they scored lined up with the liberal ideology.
Yeah, and that means you are definitely picking someone who is going to give a position of power to someone who is on the extremes of these. This is not someone in the middle, and it shows that the Democratic Party are embracing this far, far left movement. And look, even CNN said in a really weird tweet yesterday, and I don't know if I have...
Oh, yeah, we have it.
You have it. That's my screenshot. It said... Joe Biden made the pick that maximizes chances of continuing to make the race a straight referendum on Trump while selecting someone whose resume suggests being ready to step in. This is the part that's crazy. If and when Biden decides to step aside. So not even the idea that he would make it through a first term.
Now, we talked about on the reprogram and also on Jay Sekulow Live the other day when Brian Stelter on CNN was going on a tear.
He was jump-jiving and wailing.
He was going after the fact that there are these media outlets that their sole purpose is to tear down Joe Biden, and there is no analog on the left of that.
Yeah.
Well, what I find ironic about that is the fact that that headline would say if and when. That's not saying, that's a very biased statement and saying basically we expect him not to
continue on. Yeah.
I don't feel like that's a very fair headline.
I think it's really rough. It means you're fully expecting the person that you're electing as president to not make it through their first term. Whether that's they decide, obviously they said step aside, but the reality of that is, you know, they're saying, well, if he passes away.
Or just decides, I can't do this anymore.
I can't do this anymore because, you know, we've seen how he is in speeches and things. I think we have some calls about that. And we're going to take some of your calls coming up in the next segment. It's at 1-800-684-3110. Again, remember to tell your phone screener happy birthday or I'm not putting you on the air. 1-800-684-3110. Thank you all for watching on Facebook. If you like the way that we roll here, guess what? We do this every day. On Logan Sekulow Reprogram. That's right. First and foremost, subscribe onto YouTube so you can watch us. Follow me on Instagram. That says Facebook. Do that too. And then we have a Facebook group where you guys can all interact. I don't endorse everything that comes out of that Facebook group, though. Well, just going to clear that up. Some free speech going on right there. I'll be back with more coming up. Again, support the work of the ACLJ. We're in the matching challenge right now. That's at ACLJ.org.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
This is Logan Seculo sitting in for my dad and my brother today, my buddy Will over here. This is the Logan Seculo reprogram today. We're having some fun, but we're also talking about Kamala Harris being picked as a VP. I think it's pretty important, Will, right now, for those who are listening specifically. A lot of grown, a lot of Christian talk stations. You may wonder, how does she line up on the issues that matter to you? How does she line up for pro-life causes? How does she line up with Second Amendment causes? How does she line up with other situations like that? Here are some organizations that have given her some ratings. I can tell you what they are. The ACLU, you may have heard of them. Out of a scale of 100, their lifetime rating, 93%. So I'm sure you're going to dig that.
I like the percentage-based rating better than the,
.02.
Yeah. It's much simpler to...
For humans to interact.
Right. We understand the percentage. Let's stick with that.
Right, exactly. So 93% for the ACLU. The AFL-CIO, 100%. I'm just going to get to the top ones here. Let's find here. Let's see what's a good one here.
Here's an interesting
NARAL.
One for me.
NARAL. Let's do that. The NARAL, Planned Parenthood, what on a 1 to 100% scale, 0 to 100% scale, Will, where do you think she lies?
Oh, I mean, she's a moderate, right? So 50%.
Moderate. You think maybe 80%, maybe everything but partial birth abortion, those kind of things. No. 100%. 100. I think it's hard to get that score. I don't think that's easy. She's worked hard to get this 100% pro-choice score. And obviously the NRA out of 1 to 100 rocking it at 7% for Second Amendment rights, obviously. So 7% on there. Actually curious what that 7% is. What was she cool with? Small hunting.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something to that effect. Because there is a lot of sportsmen in California.
Yeah, like the conservation. No, that's what I'm saying. I think the League of Conservation Voters has 91%. I would assume maybe that
there's some crossover.
Like that,
right.
I'm saying like that 7% and that missing 8%.
Right.
I bet is somewhere in there. Where
Here's an interesting one though for this present day and age for a member of the left, the running mate to Joe Biden for the presidency. Mm-hmm. National Association of Police Organizations. So that's a law enforcement.
Oh yeah,
enforcement
I didn't
effort.
Even see this one.
What do you think her score is being? The vice presidential
you're
running
right
mate.
Now in 2020 right. as the vice presidential running mate with your score on how supportive police you'd think pretty low, Will. You think this would be someone who'd come in,
if they were trying to make a politically 30, savvy.
Let's say 60%. Maybe 60% supporting the police. That's like a good round, more than average, but not, or more than middle ground, but pretty good. So what's that?
100%.
100. I think they're more pro police than, she's more pro police than I am, Will.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
Let's pump the brakes there.
I'm just saying, that's a lot. That's 100%.
Right, because there have to be very specific issues that we don't even probably understand about law enforcement that gets you to this rating of 100%.
Right.
Because once you look at some of the bills and things that they're tracking or some of the things that a organization like this, that they're one thing they look at. At the ACLJ, we look at a lot of issues. So if we were to do a ranking scale of people based off our issues, it'd be support of Israel, pro-life, pro-free speech, things like that. We have a lot of different things. If you're a law enforcement, the National Association of Police Organizations, you have very specific criteria that has to be met for you to get 100%. That's a pretty impressive score to be able to pull that off. But it's a very curious one when you look at the vetting process of picking a running mate in 2020 with everything that's going on around the country. And I wonder if they would still give her this score today, because I know that she came out favorably for the Los Angeles mayor chopping $150 million out of the police budget. Would that slip a little bit?
This is an opportunist. This is somebody who goes with the times and to bolster their own political campaigns, their own political careers. So this is an interesting one. I think for those who care about climate change or don't care about climate change either way, I think it's important. Probably some people have asked about environmental stuff. Climate change during her presidential campaign, you can take this as you want. If you're pro or against, I don't care. This is just the facts. Harris introduced a $10 trillion plan to address climate change with the goal to have a net zero emissions by 2045 and 100% carbon neutral electricity by 2030. So that's something that she did. Let's go to a phone call.
All right, let's go to Danielle calling from New York on line six. Danielle, you're on Jay Sekulow Live and the reprogram. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Danielle.
Hello.
How's it going?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Okay, basically, I'm calling. I think I should preface everything I say because I think it would kind of be important to, like, you know, express my opinion. I'm from Brooklyn, New York, which is a very liberal place.
Yep.
I'm also black, and I'm also a woman.
Okay.
And my thoughts on Kamala Harris being picked as a running mate, I just felt like when I heard it yesterday that it was like strongly pandering, and I personally didn't like it because it's like it was just like, okay, we need to get the votes in. Let's just pick like optically who would bring in the vote. Pick a woman, okay, that checks that box. Bring in a black person that checks that box. It's not like, okay, we're going to go into issues. It's not like anything important. It's just optically. And people, I know it's going to work because I know in the black community, a lot of people will tend to see, oh, that's a black person. They wouldn't even know the issues because even like, you know, when Obama was running for president, sure. And I remember having conversations with people, didn't know what his issues, what his stance on any issues was. All they knew is that he was a black person and they were going to vote for him. And like I said, I personally don't like that. I'm like, to me, it's like, at least make it a challenge.
Get I understand.
Somebody, like, you know, I'm like, don't make it obvious like you're pandering.
Well, and I think that goes to the point that we were making about if you dial into some of these organizations that are giving her 100% rating, that it may not line up with what the community that is optically maybe they're trying to go for,
yeah.
But not necessarily, as you're saying, Danielle, issue-based, it may not line up with their goal even.
And that's why it's important for Danielle and for anyone, for you guys who are all listening, to really look into the facts. I don't think this may have been the most obvious person for him to pick because people knew who she was. She was potentially the number two or number three in a lot of the polls and a lot of when we were doing the primaries. I get that, but really of that top five they kept throwing out there, I think, like we said, comes with the most baggage is someone who's 100% pro-choice while also being 100% got ratings for the police, while also threw 1,500 people or so in prison for charges on marijuana charges. It doesn't exactly line up with the person you'd think. She's a very well-spoken,
she's telegenic,
smart woman. This is not.
She made a name for herself in a lot of the confirmation hearings as a senator from California, going after Jeff Sessions, Brett Kavanaugh, Bill Barr.
Yeah.
Those clips got played by media nonstop because she's a prosecutor.
Yeah, absolutely.
So she knows how to craft.
So from that
her
point,
angle.
I totally get it. I totally get picking her from that point of view. But when you look at the facts, look at her records, it's not great. It's certainly not someone who really lines up with for a lot of people. I just think this was an odd choice if the actual facts can get out there. And that's why it's important you have shows like ours and the work of the ACLJ to break stuff down for you. Also, we like to hear from you, the person, the voters. Give us a call. I want to know your thoughts on this. 1-800-684-3110. Again, off of this, support the work of the ACLJ, ACLJ.org, and subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/LogSecularReprogram.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now your host, Logan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. I'm Logan Sekulow. This is Logan Sekulow Reprogram and Takeover Week. We appreciate everyone. If you don't know what the Logan Sekulow Reprogram is, one and only flag waving, God praising, trail blazing, heck raising, daily radio show / podcast / YouTube series. You can find it on all sorts of social media. You can find it on all your podcast app, and you can find it on YouTube. And just type in Logan Sekulow, it'll pop right up. Subscribe, though. I appreciate it. Got a lot of people calling in. I want to hear about what you have to say about the pick of Kamala Harris. Well, we're going to dive into her 100% pro-choice rating, 100% from Planned Parenthood, 100% from NARAL, and what that means. What do you have to do to get to 100%? But in the meantime, it's our phone screener's birthday. So you know what I want you to do is give me a call. That's at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you're watching on Facebook, that number's right there. It's not hard. Pick up your phone. Call it or screenshot it, then call it. And we want to get you on the air. So we're going to give our birthday boy time to get through those calls, put them up on the computer system for us. Will, tell me what it takes for this vice presidential nominee, Kamala Harris, to be 100% pro-choice.
Well, that's what we were wondering. Like, how far does that go when they give you 100% rating? Well, maybe it has something to do with things like this. So if you've been listening to Jay Sekulow Live for any amount of time, you've heard us talk about things like specifically the FACT Act in California, which was a law that went into effect in California that mandated that pro-life pregnancy centers had to post an 8.5 by 11 sign at their facility that advertised where people could call to get an abortion. And it had to be in no less than 14-point font. It's very specific. Oh. I'm looking at the law, and it had to be a notice stated, say, California has public programs that provide immediate, free, or low-cost access to comprehensive family planning services and abortion for eligible women. To determine whether you qualify, call this number. So if you're a pro-life pregnancy center, you had to, until some organizations got involved, like the ACLJ, you had to post this.
Yeah.
So what did we do, the ACLJ, when this law went into effect? We represented Living Well Medical Clinic.
Yeah.
And we filed a lawsuit. I'm holding it right here in my hand.
Got some redacted stuff on there, Will.
And one of the plaintiffs, one of the defendants, was Kamala Harris, Attorney General of the State of California.
Oh.
She was a co-sponsor of this bill.
Of the signage rule.
And we sued in California in the United States District Court for the Northern District of California. This went all the way up to the Supreme Court. We got a GVR granted, vacated, and remanded. So it was another case that was with the Health and Human Services Director, Becerra, and of California, that when that came out of the Supreme Court, it gave us a victory in our case that basically said you can't force abortion clinics to not do this. You can't force pro-life pregnancy centers to advertise where to get free abortions in California. That's a violation of free speech, and this isn't going to fly here in the United States of America.
That's just insane. And the fact that it was directly against Kamala Harris should speak volumes.
A listed defendant, and she also put out a statement when it passed and was signed by the governor that I'm proud to have co-sponsored the Reproductive FACT Act, which ensures that all women have equal access to comprehensive reproductive health care services.
It sounds so nice when they say it that way, though, Will. You know, that's where you got to really look just one step deeper. That's what we do here on Jay Sekulow Live, Logan Sekulow Reprogram, and at the work of the ACLJ. We got a lot of great stuff coming up. Don't worry, not all this week is going to be about Kamala Harris. It's a one-and-done show, Will. Let's stuff how it happens. We're going to dive way deeper into other work of the ACLJ, some new stuff we have coming out that I'm really excited about. And I hope you will be too. That's just a little tease as we are working hard specifically for your kids in this time. We have the new School Choice Initiative and a lot of other related projects to make sure your kids have the education needs met. Support the work of the ACLJ right now. I'd like you to do that. It's at ACLJ.org. ACLJ.org right now. Or take some phone calls when we get back.
We'll be right back.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live and Logan Sekulow Reprogram. Well, we just played a clip in the break. Peter Ducey said it's going to be Biden-Harris on bumper stickers for the next couple months. I don't know if he has seen people who are more left-leaning. They keep those bumper stickers on, well, for a long time.
Like, eventually it just becomes like a solid panel of color because it's like, yeah. If it's like a blue background, everything is faded that it's just the blue left. It's like, it used to be Obama
it used
for
to be
America.
Obama. Before right. that, there's a Hillary H moving forward, all that stuff. Let's take some phone calls. And that's not to go after people with bumper stickers. I have bumper stickers.
Right, but you leave them on for a long time as well.
Yeah.
You know how difficult it is to get the razor blade out trying to get
I don't even own a razor blade, clearly.
Well, you got to go. That's fair.
That's funny.
It's a beard joke.
Yeah, it is. Let's
for
go
those
to,
of you listening on radio, Logan has a beard.
Yeah,
so
big bushy beard. There you go. Perfect timing. Let's go to, if you're a Reprogram listener, you'd get that joke. Let's go to Jordan. Not my brother, in Texas. Jordan, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, thanks for holding, man. I really appreciate it. I don't know if we can send you something, but if we can, we'll send you something. But Jordan, we appreciate it. I know you've been on hold for a long time.
Oh, it's no problem. I really enjoy you guys' show and appreciate everything you guys are doing.
Thanks.
My question is, do you think with Joe Biden's deteriorating mental status or continually questionable mental status, sure. Do you think that placing Kamala Harris was intentional?
Yeah, absolutely.
Our word for it.
I will say this. I don't want to comment on his mental status. I will say I don't know, but the clips are, they're not great. There's a lot of clips put together. This is someone who has a hard time getting a sentence out. That's for sure. That's an undeniable fact, at this point. But where Jordan is saying, I believe, is she is a great person when it comes to the debates.
She's a
great,
good communicator.
Great communicator. When she has I guarantee you, her DNC speech that will be coming up in the next, week?
Next week,
Will be the highlight of the evening.
Absolutely.
For everyone. Look, I would say that for Obama as well, for Barack Obama. You may not agree with him on anything, but you can't take away the guy was a gifted communicator and still is a gifted communicator. She can do that as well, but you have to be able to see through that and realize this is a politician, and much like all politicians, they likely are lying to you. So I think that's what's important, is to make sure you keep looking.
But back to what Jordan was asking, that kind of plays into what that CNN tweet and headline that we talked about earlier, and if we could put that back up on the screen for people, where it says that Joe Biden made the pick that maximized his chances of continuing to make the race a straight referendum on Trump while also selecting someone whose resume suggests being ready to step in if and when Biden decides to step aside. So it's not just people in conservative world that may be questioning or thinking, is that why someone who's a good communicator, telegenic, has a record of both being a prosecutor and then a senator?
Absolutely.
I think that was one of the criteria probably on the short list of who could be an effective person as president, even if it's just 4 years from now.
Yeah.
Even if Joe Biden's like, you know what? In a hypothetical world, if Joe Biden wins and then 4 years from now, he's like, I'm not running again. I was president. I was vice president. I was a senator. I'm done.
Yeah.
Then it would set the stage for the person to move the party forward. They would already have someone that is ready
style.
For prime time. Yes.
MSNBC
lean forward.
Lean forward. Yeah. Let's take one more call. And hey, not just one more call. If you have a question or comment, I want to hear from you. And guess what I'm going to do? Actually, coming up after this, I'm going to play some clips because we haven't played a lot of sound bites. I think we should play some sound directly from VP nominee Kamala Harris. Also hear from people who were in the debates with her. Let's talk about the specific issues at hand. But let's go first to Curtis. Curtis in New Mexico. You're up, buddy.
Hey.
Thanks for holding.
How y'all doing? Hey, not a problem. I got the patience of an oyster. So that being said, happy birthday.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, hey, there you go. You made it up there, buddy. Yeah. Congrats. All right. Thanks, Curtis. What's up, man? What's your question or comment?
Well, I just think it's a sad state of affairs that our country's in with everything that's going on. Clearly, Joe Biden's being a pawn of the Democratic Party. And I truly believe that while he's in office, mid or close to the end or whatever, something's going to happen. He's going to have to step out. She's going to become president, which is, in my case, I mean, America, it's a sad state of affairs, and it's just sad that they're losing God and country. And
sure.
And
look,
it hurts.
Curtis, I understand what you're saying, and I think this is something, look, I think this election, more than any, your vice presidential candidate is the most important, because you have someone who would be the oldest president, right? Or close to it, coming in almost at 80 years old already. It's like 78 years old, mm-hmm. I believe. You have that as your thing. You have to be thinking about this and what's your VP. Now, here's what I've told you, Will. If Joe Biden wins, I think there's a lot of conservatives who'll go, well, he's an old school Washington politician. We've lived through the Obama years. It's not great, but you know, we can live it. This is actually the opposite of that. This is coming with someone who is a little bit more radical on the issues that you care about. Again, we've talked about life, but let's hit some of the others. Let's go to some of these specific. Let's go to even Meghan McCain on The View on immigration. I think this is just, again, an interesting point of view. Bite five.
I believe if someone crosses over the border, it's illegally, it is illegal, and you would decriminalize it.
I would not make it a crime punishable by jail.
Okay, so not making a crime punishable by jail. Who knows what that means? But
she
again,
had a lot of other crimes that were punishable by jail
this
while she was the
who put
prosecutor.
People in jail for practically nothing, you know. And you wouldn't go to jail because you crossed over the border illegally. I'm not necessarily saying I advocate for that to be something that happens, but I think you should hear from the person who's saying it. Let's try to find another one here. Actually, you know what? You brought it up. Well, first, yeah, we'll do a guns one. We'll do one on the Second Amendment. Let's go to Kamala Harris on bite nine.
Upon being elected, I will give the United States Congress 100 days to get their act together and have the courage to pass reasonable gun safety laws. And if they fail to do it, then I will take executive action.
There you go. Okay, executive action on gun rights. Look, again, I'm not telling you one way or the other. I'm not telling you how I even believe on these situations. I'm telling you what I think you should hear. You should hear it from the person themselves, because this could likely not just be your vice president, could likely, as our caller just said, and I think the concern of a lot of people, be your president.
Well, you know, you also have to look at, you were mentioning that you know what 8 years of the Obama administration was like, and you had Joe Biden as the vice president there. One of the other interesting angles to all this is a lot of people were thinking that that Kamala Harris may decline to take this role and take a role like attorney general. And that way, sometimes historically, the vice president hasn't been set up for the position to be the president. Yeah. If you look at modern history, you think of this would be a big step if Joe Biden kind of reclaimed that. You think Al Gore didn't, Dan Quayle didn't
run for it. George H.W. Bush.
H.W. Bush, one-term presidency.
Yeah, lost.
So
Now Biden, obviously, if Biden wins, you could theoretically put him in that category.
Right, that's what I mean. This is a kind of a weird election in and of itself, but it's also, is it going to set up that precedent where the vice president, if they were to win, is back in that steering wheel position of maybe becoming president? I think that's what the goal is.
And I think the goal is to set up also more years maybe of the Obama family in there. And look, here's my deal.
Susan Rice was probably number two on the short list, and that's another alumni of the Obama administration.
I am personally very anti-dynasty. I don't love the idea that Joe Biden, who was 8 years as VP, is now getting the chance to become the president. I don't like that period. I don't like that if Hillary Clinton had won the last election, in my lifetime, it would have gone briefly Reagan, which I can barely remember, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, Clinton. That doesn't sound like America to me, okay? There are a lot of people out there, a lot of people in our country. You're telling me it's three families? Not interested. And I'm not saying that I'm not interested in the fact that he's a very smart man, or that Joe Biden is a very could be a good president. What I'm saying is you've had your time up there. You were the vice president for 8 years.
And you don't like the consolidation of the power.
No, this is not a monarchy. This is we don't live in a monarchy for a reason. And let's not pretend for some reason that's just convenient for us because you can recognize a last name. Do some research, okay? For goodness sake. Well, when we come back,
you're fired up, Logan.
I want to dive into a statement that was made during the debates. Tulsi Gabbard, remember her? What happened to her? Okay, actual moderate, you know. Tulsi Gabbard had some things to say during the debates that maybe caused some controversy. Let's make some controversy. Let's talk about what's really going on, man. We're gonna do that when we get back. Phone lines are open. Is this our last segment coming up, Will?
It is, yes. One more segment.
If you want your voice heard, call 1-800-684-3110. Tell our phone screener happy birthday. And that means you're guaranteed to get on the air. No, that's not true. I'm just doing that to make him mad. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back with more on the Logan Secular Reprogram, Jay Sekulow Live Takeover.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
All right, welcome back to the final segment of the Logan Secular Repro. God, that is a keyboard solo, man. That one is intense.
I can't do that.
You can't play that?
I cannot play that.
Only very few people can. Well, that's why the pros do it. I don't think you can play the piano.
I can't.
No. I don't know why you think you can just wail.
I didn't think that I could. I what said do you call I cannot key specifically
shredding?
Do
like,
that.
Because that's like shredding on the keys.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Vinny style, man. Let's hear from not only Senator Harris, let's hear from Tulsi Gabbard. This is back in the debates, back just a year ago. Let's start with, you want to start, which one do you want to start with, Will?
Let's start with bite three.
Start with bite three. This is just Tulsi.
This is when Senator Harris was rising to the top of the pack at the time. So that's some context for it. So all of a sudden, instead of everyone going after Biden or Warren at the time, the attack started to turn a little bit because Senator Harris.
This is for your libertarians out there, man.
She had she'd started to rise because she'd landed some good attacks in the political debate world. So here's what this was: Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard had to say when she decided, "I'm not going to let Senator Harris get away with some of these political speak," as you may say. Let's play bite three.
Now, Senator Harris says she's proud of her record as a prosecutor and that she'll be a prosecutor president, but I'm deeply concerned about this record. There are too many examples to cite, but she put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor for the state of California. The bottom line is, Senator Harris, when you were in a position to make a difference and an impact in these people's lives, you did not. And worse yet, in the case of those who were on death row, innocent people, you actually blocked evidence from being revealed that would have freed them until you were forced to do so. There is no excuse for that. And the people who suffered under your reign as prosecutor, you owe them an apology.
I think we should just play that on a loop. Very powerful statement. Hopefully it jogs the memory for a lot of people, because this is someone who has put so many people away for very little problems. Look, I don't know how you stand on the legalization of marijuana, regardless of that discussion and debate. 1,500 people went to jail under Kamala Harris because
of it. The reign as prosecutor is what Tulsi Gabbard called it.
Yeah.
You talked about the chills and kind of the powerful statement that came along with Kamala Harris's statement towards Joe Biden at the beginning. You kind of get a similar feeling there. She was very effective communicator as well in the debates, and that was pretty impressive. But you mentioned the 1,500 people that went away.
Let's just start. That's the little one
for that.
Yeah.
But then that
the death row.
She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until courts forced her to do it. That's a big deal.
This doesn't sound like your 2020 vice presidential nominee.
Okay. Specifically, a liberal Democrat nominee.
It does not. Okay, it does not. So do your research, listen to people, look through the facts and the evidence, and see if it's somebody, unlike her, she'd probably block the evidence, but you look at the real evidence and see what can be done. And if you really support, if you're a liberal-leaning person and you think you're going to vote this year because of that, and again, just like our caller said, it's a little bit of a concern because unlike any other year, the likelihood of that, of if Joe Biden wins, of Senator Harris becoming the president is very likely. It's very likely. Let's take some phone calls to wrap up the show. Let's go to Wayne on line one.
Wayne from California on line one. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live and the reprogram. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm wondering if we could have Jay Sekulow clearly check on and investigate the fact and announce to the people of our country that what Kamala Harris has already done in putting legislation in California to stop any semi-auto handguns or rifles for being sold in California.
What we do, Wayne, is typically a lot of the election cycles, we'll put out kind of a here's where they stand on the facts document. It'll probably be on ACLJ.org. You know, we're nonpartisan. We can't tell you who to vote for at the ACLJ. That's not part of our what we do here. But what we say is here are the issues we know that as Christians, a lot of you guys care about. And we'll tell you how this person voted specifically. That's what this show is. The show isn't to endorse or not endorse someone. Look, I think a lot of people have come out of this with comments going, Logan, what are you talking about here? I'm trying to say, I don't think this person is the right pick even for the Democratic nominee. Because I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. If you're a Democrat, I would not be thrilled with this being your choice.
Well, it goes back to what the caller Danielle said earlier, that it almost seems like the obvious choice for optics.
Yes.
But when you do start to look at it, is it politically the correct choice for Joe Biden? And what a lot of this is telling us, the information that we've dug through today, is that it doesn't necessarily seem politically like the right choice. It will be very interesting to see how she and Mike Pence debate, if there is a debate. But Mike Pence,
I think there will be.
He did a very good job against Tim Kaine in 2016. And but you also have Kamala Harris, who is the a prosecutor, career prosecutor, and then senator. So she's very good at that style of speaking, of crafting an argument. So I think that it will be interesting to see. But the flip side of that is going to be, I feel like the people prepping Mike Pence, Vice President Pence, to debate her would just have to look at some of these issues and be like, okay, you were for Medicare for all and signed on to Bernie's bill, but now you say you're not.
Yeah.
Reconcile that for us. You were for forcing crisis pregnancy centers, pro-life pregnancy centers in California to advertise free abortions. Tell me how that's protecting a free speech as someone who was an attorney general of the state. I feel like it almost makes the job of the prep team for her debate opponent very easy. And that's why politically, was it a wise choice for the Biden campaign?
We'll find out soon. Let's take one final call. Let's go to Don. Where's she calling from,
Will? Nebraska.
In Nebraska. Don, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First, I'd like to say I'm very, very disappointed in Ben Sasse's comment about the president's executive orders. That's another debate.
On the coronavirus relief.
Yeah, maybe that's something we can talk about tomorrow. But yes, I understand that. I understand that.
But the comment I have is, do you think if Biden's elected, then all of a sudden they're going to say, oh, he has a cognitive issue and he's not be in the office and perform as the president of the United States?
I think it would we're running out of time, and I hate that. Give me a call again tomorrow. I don't think that it'll go that way.
No, I think Joe Biden wants to be president.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that this is
this guy's been waiting his whole life to be president.
Just to get Senator Harris as the president. But there are those questions that people wonder, is he even planning on going beyond 4 years if he were to be elected?
Yeah, I would say you got at least a couple years if he wins. I don't think this is a guy who is running this entire campaign to just pull a fast one on us. But you never know. You never know. Thanks for watching today. It's the Logan Seculo Reprogram on Jay Sekulow Live. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. I appreciate it. YouTube.com/Logan Seculo Reprogram. Support the work of the ACLJ. That's at ACLJ.org. And Will and I will be back tomorrow.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.